I was wondering if you'd call that kind of boards weatherboarding?
Well, a weatherboarding or something like that. Weatherboard.
Is that?
That'd be the right name, because it's inside the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Down come a cat.
And, say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you might say, I took the hammer and I put the nail in.
Yeah, drove it in.
Okay, and if it didn't get far enough, you'd say it's got to be...
Drove further, I guess.
Okay, and, you'd say, every day I take my car and I what into town.
Well, I guess, but I don't do it, but then.
Okay. Bathrooms indoors, what did they have?
Outside toilet.
Okay. Any other names for those?
Well, someone called the Bucky House.
Okay. Anything else you've ever heard?
Pretty.
Okay.
Three things, yeah, three names.
And, what are some of the buildings that you have on the farm?
Well, some people call, in my day and time, we had a We called it a crib. We had a house we called a cotton house. We had a house called a stable for the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Three different things.
Three different buildings?
Yeah. They ain't got them cows yet.
What did you keep in the crib?
Corn.
Anything else?
Fodder. The pool of the stalk.
Different animals did you have on?
We had cows and cows, hogs, chickens, and turkeys. If that's counted, the chickens and the turkeys.
Mm-hmm. Where did you have any shelters for the cows?
Well, we had them, but they didn't hardly ever use them.
What did you have for them?
They just went run open in the woods, in the field. If they come up and wanted to go in the shelter, they done it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make them do it.
What did you call that shelter, though?
Just called it a shelter, so long.
Okay.
Open shelter.
Did, back then, did they have to have things fenced in like they do now?
Yes. They had to have the crop fenced in and the stock went in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the stock's in the field now and in the woods, farming's in the woods. Most of the farming's out, no fence.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference.
But the stock didn't have to be fenced in? Just your...
If you wanted to milk a cow and keep the cow, you called it a cow pen, you kept him in a cow pen all day. Well, then that night you put her in and put him out in the woods to eat. And hogs, they run in the woods well, in the evening. They come up, the daddy give them a box of corn, and they'd eat it, see. Next evening, he'd get out there and call them, they'd come back up. And he'd do the same with the cows. You'd call them, and they'd come up.
What would you put a hog in if you were going to fatten him?
In a pen.
Uh-huh.
Call it a hog pen.
Okay.
One time we had one in there and I got a scar there. I went out there with something to eat and the old male hog bit me. Right in the finger. I don't know how come it, but I was eating something to eat, you know, and he just grabbed my finger. Just cut it, but it didn't. There's always been a scar there.
You're lucky he didn't do more.
Lucky he didn't bite it off.
Yeah.
Because he was one of them stock hogs, you know. They called